We would like to welcome you to the December 17th, 2025 meeting of the Historic Preservation Commission. The purpose of the commission is to provide for the protection, enhancement, perpetuation, and use of areas having a special historical, cultural, or aesthetic interest or value in order to promote the health, prosperity, and general welfare of the people. The preservation of this heritage is of basic and vital importance for the development and maintenance of the community's tourism, its culture, and for the protection of property values because of their association with history. The commission is appointed by the City Council and is not affiliated with any for-profit or nonprofit organizations. Preservation standards, visual compatibility factors, and design standards are set forth in the City of Savannah zoning ordinance and are used by the commission to determine the compatibility of proposed changes and new development visible from the public right-of-way, including streets, lanes, and sidewalks within the Savannah local historic and conservation districts. The commission cannot consider criteria not specifically identified within the ordinance, items such as land use, landscaping, parking, availability, traffic noise, impact on property values, and interior arrangements of structures are not within the commission's purview and cannot be a factor in the decision and issuance or denial of a certificate of appropriateness. Similarly, personal preferences will not be the basis for decisions. Please turn off all cell phones. Let's see, we'll start with signposting. Members of the commission receive an electronic agenda the week before the meeting and individually visit the sites of the projects. If a project is not properly posted, it is removed from the agenda and rescheduled. Were any projects not properly posted this month? Okay, anybody? Nope, not hearing anything. We will go on to the consent agenda. These agenda items have been found by the preservation officer to be in accordance with the preservation standards, visual compatibility factors, and design standards, and have apparent consensus with no known objections from the public. Is there any member of the public or a commissioner who wishes to remove an item from the consent agenda to the regular agenda? Okay, if we don't, then we will call for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Kathy Labana, I move that we approve the consent agenda.
Katrina Horner, I second.
Okay, the motion tendered and properly seconded. Let's go to a vote. We'll start with Kathy.
Kathy Labana, yay.
Courtney Bonney, yay.
Pam Miller, approve.
Katrina Horning, approve.
Scott Grotzer, approve.
Pat Richardson, approve.
Jeff Nutrig, I also approve. The motion carries. Next, let's go on to the, we already done the consent agenda. Let's go to the adoption of the agenda. Can I get a motion to adopt the agenda?
Pam Miller, I move that we adopt the agenda as written.
Pat Richardson, second.
Let's go ahead and get that to a vote. Start with Kathy.
Kathy Labana, approve.
Courtney Bonney, approve.
Pam Miller, approve.
Katrina Horning, approve.
Scott Crutzer, approve.
Pat Richardson, approve.
All right, Jeff Notriga approved. Motion carries. Next, let's go on to the approval of the minutes of the previous meeting. Minutes from the previous meeting are attached to the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes of the previous meeting? Okay, not hearing any. Can I get a motion?
Pat Richardson, offer a motion that we approve the minutes from the October 22nd, 2025 and November 19th, 2025 meeting minutes.
Scott Crotzer, I second.
Having a motion tendered and seconded, let's go ahead and bring it to a vote. We'll start with Kathy.
Kathy Labana, approve.
Courtney Bonney, approve.
Ann Miller, approve.
Katrina Horning, approve.
Scott Crotzer, approve.
Pat Richardson, approve.
Jeff Notriga, approve. Motion carries. Now let's go on to the continued agenda. These are items that have been continued, deferred to the next meeting or to a date certain, or that staff has determined incomplete at this time. Can I get a motion regarding the continued agenda?
Katrina Horning, I make a motion to approve the continued agenda.
Kathy Levine, a second.
Okay, having a motion tendered and seconded, let's go ahead and bring it to a vote. We'll start with Kathy.
Kathy Levine, approve.
Courtney Bonney, approve.
Pam Miller, approve.
Katrina Horning, approve.
Scott Krautzer, approve.
Pat Richardson, approve.
Jeff Nefiga, I approve, so the motion carries. Now this brings us to the regular agenda. Caitlin?
All right, thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. This is Caitlin Chamberlain. So first up, we have a request for a text and a map amendment for the Savannah Powder magazine. So the city is requesting zoning text and map amendments to create a local historic property designation for 4241 Ogeechee Road, referred to as the Savannah Powder magazine. The amendments will impact section 7.7 of the zoning ordinance and zoning map. The applicant provided a detailed history of the site. It was constructed in 1898 and operated through 1971 and served as a significant municipal facility in Savannah. In 2018, the city received a National Trust for Historic Preservation Intervention Fund matching grant to undertake building conditions assessment and restoration plan. Currently, the site is in a wooded area not visible from the public right-of-way. In February of 2025, the site was listed on the National Register of Historic Places. So for a local historic property designation for the zoning ordinance, there's specific criteria that must be met for a property to be considered eligible. And this is going to be the typical National Park Service standards, whether the historic property possesses integrity of location, design, setting, materials, workmanship, feeling, and association. So staff found, as noted in the application, based on the recent listing in the National Register of Historic Places, the Powder magazine meets criteria 3.17.4AI and is associated with events that have made a significant contribution to the broad patterns of Savannah history in politics and government at the local level. Staff is in agreement with the assessment within the National Register designation and the city's research to support that the site is significant and meets the designation criteria. So regarding the text amendment, it would provide design standards for a historic property overlay district for the site, providing protections that are critical for the site. These changes are appropriate and would be reviewed by the Historic Preservation Commission to ensure that proposed work meets the standards set forth. So this was all provided in the submittal packet of what's being proposed and what would be enforced under that ordinance. A map amendment is also necessary to designate the property as a local historic property, enabling preservation-specific review and protections. As noted in the application, the proposed map amendment will add the zoning designation of HPO1 to the property. Section 3.5.8 provides the standards which govern the exercise of zoning power by the City of Savannah. To further illustrate the appropriateness of the proposed text and map amendments, MPC staff located a study from 2020 titled Savannah Surplus Property Land Use Preference Survey Report. One of the sites featured in the report is the Powder magazine. The purpose of the report was to help City Council determine the best use of city-owned surplus property. And at that time, the survey also indicated high support for using this as a historic designated site. So with that, there are going to be, you'll do two separate votes on this because there are two different numbers. One is going to be for the text and one will be for the map. So staff recommends to approve the City of Savannah's request for a text amendment for the local historic property designation at 4241 Ogeechee Road, the Savannah Powder magazine as requested, because the local historic property designation criteria are met, and approve the map amendment for the same reasons. Thank you.
Thank you. Do any board members have questions for staff? Okay, hearing none, is the petitioner here?
Jessica Baldwin, City of Savannah. Hey, y'all. We heard this story a while back, and so we realized that we need formal recommendation, and there were some a little back and forth about how we advertise it. So we've gotten that all straightened out, and now we're here, and we're very excited about the opportunity to make our first local property designation. Any questions?
Kathy Levine, I've got a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I know it states that the property is about 14, 15 acres. And so my concern is the land that surrounds the Powder Magazine. I guess my biggest concern is when with the supplemental information, you know, some have requested housing around the magazine. Does this HP01, does it allow housing or construction to be built? And if so, is that somehow reviewed by this board then?
The way that it is currently written, you would not be reviewing new construction on the site, only the things that occur to the Powder Magazine specific in regard to renovation or rehabilitation. The site does not currently have a plan of action for what happens next. A lot of it is not buildable due to water and wetlands that run through there. So what the city's future endeavors are have not been clarified yet.
So no new construction around the site would be reviewed?
It would be reviewed through all processes, but not by you guys, correct?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, Jessica Pam Miller, so that means it's not prohibited. It's just we wouldn't review it.
Correct.
Okay.
But currently the zoning is as a park, I believe. So there's no, that would require a process as well. So there would be public hearings and all of that kind of thing if it were to be rezoned to something different.
Okay. Do we have any questions of the petitioner? Okay. Thank you, Jessica.
No problem.
At this point, we will close it. We don't have any public comment cards, so we will bring it to board discussion. We will start with Pat.
Richardson, no further comment at this time.
Scott Crotzer, no comment. I agree with staff.
Katrina Horning, I agree with staff.
Pam Miller, I agree with the staff recommendations.
Courtney Bonney, agree, and also exciting. Good job.
Kathy Levine, I agree, and I would like to see, however, new construction be brought to the HPC.
All right. Thank you. And can I get a motion from someone?
Katrina Horning. So this needs to be two separate motions. Okay. I will start with the first then. I move that the Historic Preservation Commission approve the petition of City of Savannah 25-005001-CA as submitted because the petition is in compliance with the visual compatibility criteria and standards as set forth in the City of Savannah zoning ordinance.
Pat Richardson, second.
Okay, having a motion tendered and seconded, let's go ahead and bring it to a vote. We'll start with Kathy.
Kathy Levine, approve.
Courtney Bonney, approve.
Pam Miller, approve.
Katrina Horning, approve.
Scott Crotzer, approve.
Pat Richardson, approve.
Jeff Nantrico, approve. Motion carries. Next, we've got the same issue regarding the text amendment. Caitlin?
I presented them concurrently, so y'all could just make your motion.
Can we get another motion? All right. Katrina Horning. I move that the Historic Preservation Commission approve the petition of City of Savannah 25-005000-CA as submitted because the petition is in compliance with the visual compatibility criteria and standards as set forth in the City of Savannah zoning ordinance.
This is Pam Miller, second.
Okay, having a motion tendered and seconded, let's go ahead and bring it to a vote. We'll start with Kathy.
Kathleen Levine, approve.
Courtney Bonney, approve.
Pam Miller, approve.
Katrina Horning, approve.
Scott Crotzer, approve.
Pat Richardson, approve.
Jeff Nantrico, approve. Motion carries. Next, we've got the petition of 3112 West 37th LLC, Samuel Copelman, 25-005761COA, 220 West Duffy Street, new construction, small parts 1 and 2.
Thank you. This is Caitlin again. The applicant's requesting approval to construct an accessory dwelling unit at the rear of the property located at 220 West Duffy Street. The main building at 220 West Duffy Street is a contributing resource built in 1885. There are several similar contributing buildings along the block. From the Sanborn maps, it appears that there has been a small one-story accessory structure at the rear of the property, which no longer exists. So we'll just kind of walk you through the plans here. Just kind of go, it's a lower story, two-car garage, upper story, living space, and site plan showing where exactly it would be located. And this is something that staff found overall did meet many of the standards, but came across an issue with the size, with the standard that says the building footprint of the accessory dwelling unit shall be a maximum of 40% of the building footprint of the principal building, not to exceed 700 square feet. So in this case, the standard is met for being below the 700 square feet, but the square footage of the main house is 1,176, where 40% would be 470.4 square feet. However, the proposed ADU would be 648 square feet, which greatly exceeds the standard. Staff cannot recommend approval of this increase and thus recommends either sizing down to meet the standard or applying for a variance with the minimum necessary to meet the standard. So just to kind of give it an overview, this is some of the context along this lane. This one is kind of right in the center. But with that, the staff recommendation is to continue the petition to construct an accessory dwelling unit at the rear of the property at 220 West Duffy Street to the January 28th, 2026 HPC meeting to allow the applicant time to address the ADU footprint, either scaling down the square footage to meet the 40% or applying for a variance. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do board members have any question for staff? Is the petitioner here?
Hey everyone, Stan Perkins, board, staff members, always appreciate Caitlin and Bree's help. I'd be totally lost without it. So board members, Mr. Chair, so I'll start by saying we have applied for a variance as well. Typically what happens is when this comes across our desk, we apply for both at the same time, but this particular meeting happens first. So we're always in a position where we come to HPC first and then we go to the Zoning Board of Appeals. I would say we actually done a similar project on 303 West 34th Street, which was also approved by this board and the Zoning Board of Appeals. So with that said, what we're hoping for today is that we'll get an approval based on the Zoning Board of Approval when we go to that one next month. It has been already applied for and we'll be seeing them as well. Even though we're over that footprint, previously they did allow us to go up to a maximum of 60%. We're well up under that on this particular location, and we were under that the last location as well. So we're hoping that they'll approve it once again. It's the same exact same ADU that was approved here last time. So any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Are you open to a continuance as a staff has asked for?
Yes, sir. If possible, we prefer an approval based on the Zoning Board of Appeals, but if that's where we're at, that's fine as well, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Board members, do you have any questions for the petitioner? Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Hearing none, we'll go ahead. We don't have any public comment cards, so we'll go into board discussion. We will start with Pat.
Pat Richardson, I agree with staff's recommendations.
Scott Krotzer, I agree with staff.
Katrina Horning, no comment.
Pam Miller, I agree. A continuance is in order.
Courtney Bonney, I agree. Thank you.
Kathy Labina, I agree that a continuance is in order, and I've got concern about the two-bedroom versus one-bedroom and an office, really what determines an office versus a bedroom. And the standards state that you can only have one bedroom in this. I believe if you comply with the variance, comply with the standards, you could probably only would afford one bedroom, which would then, again, comply with the standards. I've got concerns about the trim work details. I don't see any casings around those windows. And I think the windows over the garage doors need to be centered.
Right,
so, yes, continuance.
Okay, can I get a motion? to them.
Kathy Levina, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I move to continue the petition to construct an accessory dwelling unit at the rear of the property located at 220 West Jeffrey Street to the January 28th, 2026 Historic Preservation Commission meeting to allow the applicant time to go through the ZBA and address the ADU footprint and redesigning his petition to meet their decision.
This is Pam Miller, I second.
Okay, having a motion tendered and seconded, let's go ahead and go to a vote. We'll start with Kathy.
Kathy Levina, approve.
Courtney Bonney, approve.
Pam Miller, approve.
Katrina Horning, approve.
Scott Krotzer, approve.
Pat Richardson, approve.
Jeff Notarica, approve. Motion carries. Next, we will go to America's Properties, Inc., 25-005239 COA, 215 West Anderson Street, rehabilitation and alterations.
Good afternoon. Rohan here, and we are looking at this petition for the second time. Here's the location and going over the request again. It is a rear second story addition over an existing rear unit, replacement of exterior siding, windows, and additional and rear porch and stair alterations. Property is a contributing triplex built in 1912 and was outside of West Anderson Street. Here's to get a better understanding, the petitioner has given us a sequence, a set of diagrams. So here we can see what existed before originally down here, and then the addition that was done in 2003 at the ground level on the first floor. And now what they intend to do is the addition of the second floor, as we can see at the top that is proposed. Here's the overall layout. And these are the elevations and the roof profile, as we can see for the addition as well. And coming to the standards that are relevant here, standard two of the Secretary of Interior Standards to retain historic character. The existing addition is from 2003 and the new addition will cover the entire rear facade. And also the additional documentation, the additional documentation is needed to ensure preservation of distinctive rear features. Deterioration levels are not documented, so we don't really have information to understand what exactly is being replaced and what the levels of deterioration are. And also, this increases the overall depth of the building, but does not necessarily destroy the historic fabric per se. Coming to the visual compatibility criteria, no overall height increase noted. It is compatible. The rhythm, rear rhythm is impacted. The rhythm overall is maintained, but we need porch details to assess visual impact. Material wise, historic material removal is unverified, and of course, many other details are missing. The Victorian Historic District design standards, height and mass, two-story height is typical for the district. Rear mass may exceed the historic depth and be construed as one single volume. That might be an issue. And historic siding is not documented for repair versus replacement analysis. And the replacement of windows, it requires proof of degradation, which is not provided. And coming to doors, rear door is okay, but the material details are missing. The reconstruction of the porch is allowed, but the details are incomplete. And the original material of the roof is unknown, hence we cannot confirm in-kind or compatibility. Hence, the staff recommendation remains to continue the petition for the exterior alteration and rear addition at 215 West Anderson Street for a period not to exceed 90 days to allow the applicant additional time to provide the following required information, that is to provide mounting details for the windows to ensure there's 7/8 inch or less, provide rear porch details, provide a keyed plan clarifying all areas of original siding to remain and all areas proposed for replacement. Confirm the siding replacement will match original reveal where applicable. Clearly, clarify the trim replacement areas and profiles on the drawings and document conditions of any historic material proposed for replacement. Thank you. I'm happy to answer questions.
Thank you. Do we have any questions for the staff? Okay, I don't hear any. Is the petitioner here? Is the petitioner online? Hello?
Tim Kinsey.
Yeah, I do have Tim Kinsey online.
I'm unmuted. Sorry, I was trying to click the mute button. I'm here.
Yeah, you can start speaking now, sir.
Okay.
Okay. I'm the petitioner. My name is Tim Kinsey. I'm the architect. I can address these upon continuance in January, and I'll get with the staff to go over any details needed to get approval prior to January.
Okay, thank you very much. Board members, any questions for the petitioner? Okay, thank you very much. We appreciate it. We'll close this to a public discussion. We're going to board discussion. We'll start with Pat.
Pat Richardson, I agree with staff recommendations.
Scott Krautzer, I agree with staff. The issue is the roof line, creating a roof that never historically existed. Until they address that, I don't see how this can pass.
Katrina Hornung, I agree with staff recommendation and Scott Krautzer's previous comment.
Pam Miller, my question is about the windows to provide the proof of need of replacement. Should that be something as well listed in here clarified?
I just want to make sure that there was windows. Staff can make it clear to the petitioner the required details and communicate for sure. Yeah.
Courtney Bonnie, I agree with staff recommendation.
Kathleen Levine, I agree with staff recommendation. I agree with Scott, and I think really, the real issue for me is the subordination of the new addition to the historic home. The 2003 addition was built before there were standards in place, so it's already nonconforming to the Secretary of Interior standards. And by following that footprint straight up, you're continuing the mistake. So I have real concern about that.
Okay, thank you. Can I get a motion from a board member, please?
Scott Krautzer, I move that the Historic Preservation Commission continue the petition of Amicus Properties 215 West Anderson Street 25-005239-COA, new construction, part one and two, to remedy staff's conditions one through six, including addressing a roof line being subordinate for the bath section of the addition. I'm sorry. You guys are waiting for me. That's January 28th. Is that the meeting, January 28th? Okay. To continue this to the January 28th meeting.
Katrina Horning, I second.
Okay. Having a motion tendered and seconded, we'll go to a vote. We'll start with Kathy.
Kathy Levine, approve.
Courtney Bonney, approve.
Pam Miller, approve.
Katrina Horning, approve.
Scott Krautzer, approve.
Pat Richardson, approve.
Jeff Natrika, approve. Motion carries. So go to the stamped drawing and proclamations. Okay, do we have anything there?
Oh, all right, let me get the agenda back up. Sorry about that.
So I guess the next for your other, well, the stamp drawings and then voting on your slate of officers for next year.
Yeah, the current slate, as I understand, is myself to serve another term as chairman and Kathy to serve as vice chairman. I don't know if there's any other nominations out there. Okay, well, not hearing any. I guess we need to bring it to a vote.
Yes.
Okay. We'll start with Kathy.
Kathy Lozano, approve.
Courtney Bonney, approve.
Pam Miller, approve.
Jeff Notrika, approve.
Katrina Horning, approve.
Scott Krautzer, approve.
Pat Richardson, approve.
All right. I guess we have a new slate or an old slate again. Do we have anything else?
I think just acknowledge the stamp drawing reports and then that's it.
Okay. All right. So we acknowledge. All right. Let's go ahead and adjourn the meeting. Happy holidays, everybody. Happy New Year.